as far as anything like the peapod that I was mentioning is a Maine coast invention.
Mm-hmm.
To pin it to one particular place would be hard to do.
Yeah, and the people making peapods in different parts of the coast.
Yes, and they were even.
And they're all pretty much the same.
Years ago. Oh no, they vary.
Do they?
Yeah. Jimmy Steele has a shop down the road from here and builds a 13.5-foot peapod, which is the length of mine. But they're completely different.
Really? How are they different? In what way are they different?
Just the shape of the hull. You wouldn't think a double-ended boat of a given length could be as different. But mine has more, the ends come up more plumb. It's not as wide. But the whole shape, all the lines run quite different.
Well, where did you get your lines for your boat?
I took the lines off of an old Deer Isle peapod that would be probably close to 100 years old now. Belonged to a man down on Asking Point here in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And his neighbor wanted one built like that. He really was struck by the looks of that boat.
Yeah.
So I took the lines off it as best I could. This was early on in my boat building. Now I could take a very accurate set of lines, but at that point, by the time I got done taking lines, it was a slightly different boat.
Mm-hmm.
And built that one for him, and then decided I wanted to stay building peapods for a time.
Yeah.
And every year I'd set up to build, I would make some changes, refinements.